Sheffield Live, made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
You're listening to Steel and Wire on Sheffield Live with Harry Welburn.
Morning everyone, yes I am Harry Welburn and this is Steel and Wire on Sheffield Live Community Radio edition 559. We started from 2020 with the Waco Brothers, I Fought the Law, kicking off your weekly hour of Americana, bluegrass, old country, roots music and more. The Wacos play Leeds Brudden on 8th July, but they're also one of the six acts in today's Steel and Wire. You could go and enjoy it this year's Maverick Festival down in Suffolk. The others this morning, Cajun Roosters, Hillfolk Noir, Rose Pawn Shop, Carter Sampson, and a musician who's also live locally, Chris Murphy. Current stuff from Fargarera Company, Paul McClure, Jill Robson, and debuting Old Crow Medicine Show's brand new Union Made album. Next, it'll be John Hyatt, who is playing the Bridgewater Hall, Manchester, on July the 2nd, when you've had a bit more of the Steel and Wire regulars and our theme tune.
I got one.
First up, you have a wonderful keyboard by Sheffield's very own Paul Carrick on the title track of John Hiatt's 1983 album Riding with the King. And there may be tickets left for Hiatt at Manchester's Bridgewater Hall on July the 2nd. Okra Medicine Show, I don't think they're touring yet, but they are celebrating the USA's semi-quincentennial, not with the Night of Cage Fighting, but with their new album Union Made. That track, Lewis and Clark, here on Steel & Wire, www.sheffieldlive.org. Steel & Wire shout as ever to the beautiful Christine Andrews and our cat Rosie, to the Diva for her act of kindness, and to all my friends at Sheffield Eagles Foundation. The Rutland Troubadour, Paul McClure, is back with a fine CD, The Good and the Bad of It, and it opens with I'm Not Lost.
I'm not lost, I just don't know where I'm going. I'm only half sure of the places where I think I might have been. I only ask of others the things I know I should ask of myself, if only I were brave enough to know the truth. I've spent my life working on a painting that will feature in the background of a photo of somebody else's life. I'm not lost, I just don't know where I'm going, and I'm only half sure of the places where I think I might be. Well, it's been 7 long years since I was here. In some ways I am surprised, in some ways it just feels longer. I'm returning and I'm counting all my days from now on, and I'm committed to the few to whom I know I matter less than they do. I'm not lost, I just don't know where I'm going, and I'm only half sure of the places where I think I might have been. Can I trust my eyes to see what's really there? Can I trust my heart to know when not to care? I'm not lost, I just don't know. Looking for the shit through the shine every time. If you can't start as you mean to go on, then please won't you finish as you meant to have begun. I'm not lost, I just don't know where I'm going, and I'm only half sure of the places where I think I'm. Can I trust my heart to know when not to care? I'm not lost, I just don't know where I'm going, and I'm only half sure of the places where I think I might have been. Thank you.
you, thanks for telling me how to do my job. I guess the last 20 years I've plain been doing it wrong. Yeah, and drag's gotta be the worst time to live. Though I should do appreciate your criticism. But in the white of my eye, I got gray in my beard. Places I'd rather be than here. In repose, I suppose I better reload and start again. I'll do it your way, Lord. It ain't even 9 a.m. Didn't wanna burn this whole place to the ground. Take a day in my pace, slap every face in the town. Corporate ideology wrapped in hypocrisy is just one pan of lies. For the money I make, I'm sure they will appreciate the way you criticize it. Retrospect, I regret what I'm about to say. Jugular pumping, I'm about to say something I tried to delay. Clear the redness, don't clench my fist, exercise just a little grace. So back the hell down for an old fold melting at the end of all this space. It's time to wanna burn this whole place to the ground. Take a day in my place, slap every face in the town. Corporate ideology wrapped in hypocrisy is just one pound of lies. Money I make, I sure do appreciate the way you criticize it.
Two excellent UK albums there, both released in 2026, and More Fine Keyboards from Eli Ward, that time Sheffield's Fargo Railroad Company. Lump Hammer Lies from Ivy. Rutland's Paul McClure, I'm Not Lost. The opening track of Paul's brand new, The Good and the Bad of It. It's good, it is very good. Still A While moves north now from Oakham to Derby, where about half the Cajun Roosters live. And this pan-European band, they've reconvened. They play Suffolk's Maverick Festival the first weekend of July. Cher Bay from 2013's Hell Yeah.
We'll be right back.
They were Steel & Wire's third and fourth Maverick Festival acts of the morning. A band that's brand new to me, Idaho's Ill Folk Noir. That's why you go to festivals, to discover great new things. Dear Maud, 2017's Junker Punch. That was after the Cajun Roosters, the Derby part of whom have played here in Sheffield. That track was Cher Babe. I want to thank you if you listened to last week's festival special with added Tyler Childers. That special was the Gate to Southwold Festival, which is sadly the same weekend as Maverick. And it's there for you on www.mixcloud.com/mmsoulplus/. And I will be playing five completely different Gate to Southwold acts tomorrow afternoon, Thursday, 4 p.m, Sheffield Live Community Radio, in my fortnightly worldwide wig out, which is all kinds of music from all around the world. Joel Robson is lead guitarist with the fine Sheffield Quintet, the December Flowers. Gemma Gray introduced today's show. Joel also recently released a lovely solo album called Breadcrumbs, and here's a track from it.
Trying not to fall apart.
Sheffield's Joel Robson, first up, Left Her In from his current release, Breadcrumbs. Then another Maverick Festival preview track. Another band that's a delight to be introduced to me, Los Angeles punk bluegrassers, Rose's Pawn Shop. Title track from this year's American Seams album. And we've two more acts now appearing in Suffolk. First up from Oklahoma, Carter Sampson. The Queen of Oklahoma she is, and that's the title of this track on 2013's Mockingbird Sing.
Feather in my hair.
They were today's final pair of Maverick Festival preview tracks. Carter Sampson, Queen of Oklahoma, then Halfway Around the World by Chris Murphy. It's the final track on A Taste of Honey, last year's compilation tribute to much missed Sheffield promoter Martin Bedford. Halfway Around the World recorded live at the sadly lost Sheffield venue, the Dorothy Pax. I think some of the people probably listening to Still Wire today were in the audience singing along. And you can see Chris Murphy here in Sheffield July 9th at Cafe 9, if there are any tickets left. And then for Tramlines Weekend, as part of Honeybee Blues Club's super gig at the Bath House. For lots of gigs in and near Sheffield, Facebook page Still My Sheffield Live. And when Still My stops drifting back home once again, courtesy of Tony Broadbent, not one but two exit instrumentals. The second is Snow Owl from 2022's Up the Hill and Through the Fog by Toronto's The Slocan Ramblers, because Canada Day, one of next week's Steel and Wire features here on www.sheffieldlive.org 93.2 FM. The other feature, banjo legend JJ Crowe. And from 1996, Volume 6, the final Bluegrass Album Band album, it'll be Misty Morning. But let's have quite a bit more of Drifting Back Home. And I need to say thank you for listening. So it goes, take a step, don't waste a moment. Thank you.
top and bottom there never was known a contest more worthy of fame and renown than one for Twin Griffiths and Bayliss of late. On conquest both fair and firm victory elate, and it's come, 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 O ye who listen to me, and never to scorn at the Black Country. October the 15th and one in the day began this most bloody and terrible fray. Determined they both were on entering the field to forfeit their lives before ever they'd yield. And it's come, 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 O ye who listen to me, and never to scorn at the Black Country. 213 hard rounds were displayed, not one nor the other e'er once seemed afraid. For more than 4 hours did the contest prevail, but victory all bold still held level her scale. And it's come, 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 O ye who listen to me, and never to scorn at the Black Country.
No shuffling, no tricks, nor a moment's delay. Of cowardice once gave the smallest display. For half-minute rest were all the rest given. To such severe fight and the contest was driven. And it's come, 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 O ye who listen to me, and never to scorn at the Black Country.
The seconds and umpires unable to see on which side the contest the victory lay, declared a drawn match as the only sure road to stop these two heroes from shedding more blood. And it's come, 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 O ye who listen to me,